Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Global South is writing its own destiny. Addresses joint session of Ethiopia's parliament in Addis Ababa. Prime Minister says India and Ethiopia are natural partners in regional peace and security, adding that democracy is a way of life for them. New Delhi summons Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, Riaz Hamidullah, to convey strong concerns at deteriorating security environment in the neighboring country. US President Donald Trump orders a total blockade on sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. Indian film Homebound shortlisted for Oscar awards in Best International Feature Film category. And in cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa today. The Prime Minister said, "Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone." He said, "Global South is writing its own destiny."
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
Mr. Modi said, India and Ethiopia are natural partners in regional peace and security, adding that democracy is a way of life for them. The Prime Minister said, India and Ethiopia share warmth in climate as well as in spirit. Nearly 2,000 years ago, their ancestors built connections across the great waters.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, our ancestors built connections across great waters. Across the Indian Ocean, merchants sailed with spices, cotton, coffee, and gold. But they traded more than goods. They exchanged ideas, stories, and way of life. Ports like Adulis and Dholera were not just trade and trade centers. They were bridges between civilizations.
The Prime Minister said, India's national song Vande Mataram and Ethiopia's national anthem both refer to our land as the mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, beauty, and protect the motherland.
India's national song Vande Mataram and the Ethiopian national anthem both refer to our land as the mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, national beauty, and protect the motherland.
The Prime Minister completed his visit to the African country and left for Oman for the last leg of his visit to the three countries. Before addressing the session of the Parliament, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid a wreath at the Adwa Victory Monument in Addis Ababa. India and Ethiopia elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership as Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa yesterday. The two leaders discussed issues of bilateral and mutual interest. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart for his contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the award to all those who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages. Talking about the outcomes of the bilateral talks, Sudhakar Dalela, Secretary of MEA, said that the elevation of the bilateral relations to strategic ties is going to give new dimensions to the age-old relations between India and Ethiopia.
The two leaders had productive and wide-ranging discussions where they reviewed the full spectrum of the bilateral partnership. Both sides agreed to further expand cooperation in areas including trade and investment, agriculture, renewable energy, health, education, skill development, defense, mining, artificial intelligence, and digital public infrastructure.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman's capital, Muscat, this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. The Prime Minister is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit spoke to the Indian Ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, in Muscat. Mr. Srinivas said both the nations condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and are connected with each other to fight this menace. More in this report.
Indian Ambassador G.V. Srinivas said that the strategic element of the collaboration between the three armed forces of both the nations, Army, Navy and Air Force, is extremely high.
Strategically also, we are very, very crucial to each other. Maritime, transport, commerce, pacifying the waters, making sure that all the free flow of commerce and people happens is something which is a shared endeavor of India and Oman. The three armed forces of India with the three counterparts of Oman have the joint exercises, and perhaps it is one of the few or the only country, Oman, with which we have these exercises year after year.
Meanwhile, the visit of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Oman starting from today evening would see interactions with the Sultan of Oman on various issues of mutual interest. After landing here, he will be welcomed by the Indian community. The Prime Minister will be meeting with the business leaders from both the countries tomorrow and would also interact with the Indian community members living here for the last many generations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
India today summoned Bangladesh High Commissioner to India Riaz Hamidullah and conveyed the nation's strong concerns at the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Bangladesh High Commissioner was informed of the activities of some extremist elements who have announced plans to create a security situation around the Indian mission in Dhaka. It clarified that India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. The ministry has termed the situation as unfortunate, adding that the interim government has neither conducted a thorough investigation nor shared meaningful evidence with India regarding the incidents. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Vellore in Tamil Nadu today to offer prayers at Sri Puram Golden Temple. She was rendered a warm welcome by Governor R. N. Ravi, Minister of State for INB, Dr. L. Murugan and State Ministers. The President was given a Purna Kumbh welcome. She inaugurated a meditation hall in the premises and also planted a tree. The President's visit is part of her week-long tour of southern states including Karnataka and Telangana. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. It also seeks to provide a robust regulatory framework for its safe and secure utilization. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. Moving the bill, Minister of State for Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, entire world is moving towards clean energy and the government has set a target of achieving 100 gigawatts of nuclear energy capacity by 2047. Participating in the discussion, Manish Tiwari of Congress opposed the bill and raised concerns over several new clauses in the bill and demanded that it should be sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025, introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday, is expected to significantly benefit the agriculture sector. The bill proposes a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment for rural families while protecting farm operations during peak seasons. A report.
Under the proposed bill, states can pause scheme work for up to 60 days during sowing and harvesting, ensuring adequate labor availability for farmers. Ministry of Rural Development said that this provision is aimed at preventing labor shortages and avoiding artificial wage inflation, which often raises the cost of cultivation and food production. The proposed scheme prioritizes creation of water and irrigation assets, including ponds and groundwater recharge structures, improving irrigation and enabling multi-season cropping. It also focuses on rural connectivity and storage infrastructure, helping farmers reduce post-harvest losses and access markets. The ministry added that climate-resilient works such as flood control, drainage and soil conservation will protect crops and stabilize farm productivity. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that as a consequence of various safety measures taken over the years, there has been a steep decline in the number of accidents. He informed that government has been able to bring down the number of rail accidents by 90% from 2014 to 2025. The minister was replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the question hour today.
40,000 technicians and operators have been trained because this is a very complex and a totally new system. And wherever Kavach has complete installation has been completed, the loco pilots are so happy. In one case, the loco pilots told me that ye Kavach, train ka Kavach to hai hi, saath hi saath uske parivar ka Kavach hai.
Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said India has the highest number of telecom subscribers with a 97% decline in rates of calls in the country. He was replying during the question hour in Lok Sabha.
Today, as far as telecom is concerned, we have the highest number of subscribers at the lowest rate possible. What used to be 50 paise a minute in 2014, today is 0.03 paise a minute. 97% decline in cost. And similarly for data, for 1 GB, what used to cost 287 rupees, today costs 9 rupees per GB, which is roughly about 9 cents. Whereas the world average is at $2.49. So we are 5% of the world's cost.
On deletion of 58 lakh names from the electoral roll after the SIR in West Bengal, State BJP President and Minister of State for Education Sukanto Majumdar has said there are more than 1 crore suspicious voters being reported by the media in Bengal. He said if today someone's name is cut because they didn't apply for CAA at the right time, then Mamata Banerjee will have to take responsibility for it. In a landmark step for maritime security, the Indian Navy will commission its second MH-60R Seahawk Helicopter Squadron, INAS-335 Ospreys, today. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi will preside over the ceremony at INS Hansa in Goa this afternoon. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he's ordering a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers going into and out of Venezuela. In a post on Truth Social, he said Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro's government had been designated a foreign terrorist organization and accused it of stealing U.S. assets. His remarks came a week after the U.S. seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. In a statement, Venezuela's government said it rejected Trump's gross tech threat. The Indian movie Homebound, directed by Neeraj Gheewan, has been shortlisted for the 98th Academy Awards in the Best International Feature Film category. Homebound is among 15 films that have become eligible for final nominations in the International Feature Film category at the Oscars 2026. The 98th Academy Awards will be held at 15th of March next year. And in cricket, the fourth T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Global South is writing its own destiny, addresses joint session of Ethiopia's parliament in Addis Ababa. Prime Minister says India and Ethiopia are natural partners in regional peace and security, adding that democracy is a way of life for them. New Delhi summons Bangladesh High Commissioner to India Riaz Hamidullah to convey strong concerns at deteriorating security environment in the neighbouring country. US President Donald Trump orders a total blockade on sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. And in cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.